to the Six of Wands episode 2. This is the live version of the Six of Shows, the Six of Series, Six of Something. This is a live show. We had one guest with us, and that was lovely. Most of this turned from some housekeeping, which we'll do right now, and to some guitar playing, so if you care to, jump to some random bits and enjoy. This is something I consider good for studying, reading, traveling, so use it as a healing and enjoy it. If you enjoy it, let me know. Let me know the bits you like. At the point of my artistic career where I'm open to such things, as long as you're clear, cogent, coherent, and dare I say conscientious or conscious or cool about it. So take one of those and do that. This is a bunch of guitar and some housekeeping. And also, like I said, for those interested in the Invisibles Reading Group, 1111 is the one-time PayPal to a cult fan, and you'll be in on the Invisibles Reading Group Discord thread. You'll see, like, Lunar Cry has, with our friend Ren, the Rune Suit Premium Members hidden slash, you know, just private group for RSPM. So, if you didn't know about that and you're listening to the show, yeah, this is really cool. Go over and check it out. And you can listen to Ren on this show for 8, I believe it was. and that's a really good show. I think that, anyways, without going into conversations and such, thank you for listening. That's there. Reach out to me on Discord if you have any questions. And in the meantime, on to the show. This is episode 2. A flame burns sparkly. Ooh, shiny. I hope that y'all get the references. Anyways. Yeah. Also, this is the part for those who donate between 50, what is it? No, that's the other one. This is 200 and above. So if you do that, you'll get your notes mentioned here. On to the show. All right, now we're recording. You can hear me now. All right, it's 9:01. I will take a hit, send out a link, thusly, copy URL, follow Discord, follow my Discord. Okay, I know. All right. A garden party. I will launch that soon. Oof. I know, computer. I know I'm touching you. I know. That's why we do this thing. I know. All right. It's an occult fan.
Turn up that video? A bit?
Good evening and welcome to the Six of Wands. It is 9:03 on September the 15th. It is Virgo 3 for the decan. The moon is in its full and it is getting now to the waning aspect of itself. And as we shall begin the show, 'twas brillig in the slithy toves, did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird and shun the frumious Bandersnatch. He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the Tumtum tree and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood and burbled as it came. One, two, and through, the vorpal blade went snicker snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy. O frabjous day, Callooh Callay! He chortled in his joy. 'Twas brillig in the slithy toves, did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. The following was a selection from Lewis Carroll's Through the Looking Glass. Through the Looking Glass was the follow-up to Alice in Wonderland. In fact, it came out almost a decade later. In Through the Looking Glass, you find a separate cosmology. And I think what I was reflecting on recently was how important it is to realize that both Wonderland and Looking Glass Land are both trying to teach us a fundamental occult or esoteric or secret truth about our reality. Wonderland itself is fittingly first. It's a trial or an initiation into understanding the subconscious, power structures, archetypes, and other occult beginning aspects and topics. What you find in Looking Glass Land is an evolution on that. Alice is already an initiate dreamer of a sort. And when you look at what she does with her process of moving across the chessboard, right? We're looking at, she makes moves in a chess sense. When you're looking at how she evolves her character in this book, she's doing something more of an alchemical mastery where she ascends to the symbolic throne. I was thinking about how the moon itself has two different phase aspects. One of them is the intensity of the moon, right? You see the wax and wane, the full cycle of the moon. But then you also see the position that it's beaming and the house that it's beaming through as well. So you have at least three different aspects to consider. And it seems to me that at least the two main ones, the phase of the moon itself, and then which position it is relative to what it's doing as far as the lunar station goes. There's the lunar day and the lunar station. And it almost seems to me one mastery of the lunar day and the lunar station respectively seem to be the mastery of the difference between Wonderland and Looking Glass Land. These are just some concepts that have been coming to mind lately. They bear further delving at this time. I do not know if I have a sufficient case that I could present, but these are just some things that have come to mind. On this live show, I'll just basically be coming up with whatever I feel like comes and that is fitting to talk about. I'm using the seizing of the moment, the carpe diem, whereas other shows are more planned. It's a good time to get into talking about that. It's safe to speak about it now. Of course, the fourth show that I've been alluding to leading up till now, we have the Six of Swords and the Six of Cups. One is a one-on-one interview with a predominantly it's a spiritual or artistic or healing, and there's discursions or diversions there within, But for the predominant most part, that's what the show is about. The second show is the Six of Cups. That's a roundtable about pop culture, fun, pleasurable topics. The Six of Wands, live show. People call in, they get to interact live, if they so wish. Otherwise, I'm here for an hour on the whatever Sunday this is, depending. It's going to be a lot of solar energy to go with the wands, given that the Six of Wands is, in some traditional ways of seeing it, the middle decan of Leo, or the second decan of Leo, which is the Six of Wands, 5 and 7, respectively, for the other decans. So we're going to be utilizing that energy. So it's a live show. The fourth show coming out in Virgo, fittingly, third of Virgo, decan is the Six of Discs. So the Six of Discs differentiates itself from the Six of Wands in that it's give or take an hour to 2 hours of a prepared show topic. So whereas this is alive and it's made up as it goes along, and I love doing that because of my Pisces rising, you have a prepared show coming out that will be more based in facts that are prepared ahead of time. It's pretty obvious now that I repeat it. So those are the four shows, and this is the live one. So tonight we have at least one person in the audience, but that's not the point. I'm here if people want to. It's available. Take it or however. This is a fledgling show, but I've made it my commitment to myself to be here for this. So it won't exist if I don't do it, and that whole thing. So one of the things that I'll take this time to talk about as we have the hour, and if you hear silent bits, it's because I'm, you know, just fiddling about either getting a guitar or whatever I want, and I may have edited it out. But anyways, one of the things I'll take a moment to talk about is the upcoming Six of Swords Discord group, the Invisibles Reading Group. We'll be having a beginning date approximately around Halloween for this. I figure that's the best time. And I know a lot of people are busy around that time. So I think what we'll figure out is landing the best planetary time near Halloween. Utilize that, the All Souls Day. What we'll all be doing is by reading this together, first of all, it's just a magical act in of itself, the group consciousness aspect, the power of eight aspect of it. Of course, it would be incomplete and just wrong to have an Invisibles reading group if we didn't do group sigil work, group sigil magic, group sigil workings together. So that's going to be a part of this. We'll also have other participatory perks and benefits. So look forward to that. There's some really cool, exciting things that are coming along, both in immediately physical manifestation aspects and in the group workings, as well as the enjoyment of reading the comic itself. Another cool thing that I noticed is that you'll see that there's a potentiality that they're releasing an Invisibles television show. So this might be a cool opportunity for those interested to see what we can make happen concerning anything that manifests in that as well, given that it's so potently connected. Starting to do a live show and making it up as I go along. Oh, good. It's been 9 minutes. Dear Lord. Part of this is going to be me playing guitar. Part of this is going to be me pontificating. And part of this is going to be me giving future plans. So, I think that's what you need to know about the Invisibles group. There's going to be an $11.11 buy-in. That's because, as I mentioned, there are immediate physical rewards, so to say. Another reason we're doing this is to tie all the different readers into the same group, to have a totem or a token, if you will, to join us all together. And in point of fact, it's bigger than I am. It's bigger than me. I'm just letting this conduit through me. I'm very excited to do this. There's a lot of work and effort that's being put into it. But for those who take part in it, they have the option. You can take part and you do not have to pay any money. It's completely optional. It's open to those who are on the Six of Swords Discord. So we'll have a subthread. Depending on those who pay for the 11-11, there will probably be a subthread on the Six of Swords just for that. But there's also, you're open to the participation otherwise, just to do the reading if you wish to. There's ways that we're all inclusive that if you're interested, there will be some really cool in-group 1111 group perks that will be coming from that. But no one's hiding anything. That's, as you know, how we do with the show, the value for value role-playing game. That's the way we use the utilize the role, the value for value system over here. Same thing with no paywalls. We don't want you to have any kind of like blockages to inclusion. There's just some upper power-ups for those who are interested in doing that. So, and you know, you can always talk to me and you know, such and such, and we can figure something out. But yeah, part of the act of buying in, you know, no matter what, and I take this from someone who understands money from very many different angles. Part of the act of buying in, of putting in that 1111, is meeting a particular check on a chaotic checklist. Let's just leave it there. So you'll find a way, and it'll be cool. I'm hoping for a sizable amount of people. We want a large group. I hope I can handle. I'm expecting enough, so I can handle whatever group we have coming at us. We'll make it work. So that being said, that was some housekeeping. I'm glad we got that taken care of. Live show, you never know what might happen. I might just like be silent for like 10 minutes, like trying to summon a comet or something. You know, having the live people interact is a good way to keep comets from crashing into your hometown. Guarantee it. You'll see a direct correlation between the amount of people in this chat and the amount of comets hitting the Earth. I got to start working on my comet summoning. That being said, it is a good time for me to grab my guitar and play some, since that's what I feel like doing. If we get some people in the chat, we will bring that on. But for now, I have no problem doing what we're about to do. So enjoy the stylings of this mysterious guitarist who is about to burst into this house of radio and start turning this into some tunage here. Got my podcast. Now it's turning into radio. Wait, radio is what it is, but turning into music. Talking to the invisible phantom in my studio here is a phantom. I hope you know this. I'll tell you what though, she's a lovely girl. Lovely phantom. My girlfriend hears me saying this. I'm in trouble, but I'll tell you what, this phantom is delightful to look upon.
Well, at least I don't have to rush Rod or anyone.
Said I'd be here. I'm obligated to be here. No one's obligated to listen at the time, but I'm obligated to be here.
Hopefully I'm close enough to the mic.
It's always one of the concerns. Thank you.
So we'll do a quick break there.
And I'll say some words like I'm on a podcast, and this is a podcast, and these are words that go with podcasts. Nice thing about art is that it comes through in any form that you wish.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right in the middle. All right, quick pause. Thank you. This is the part for people who donate the $50 to $200, same as the no agenda model, which I tend to give credit to, although those who listen to the show should know, but with much love. I honestly love their show. I'm actually really excited. My birthday is coming up on Sunday, and that will be the day that I become, well, as it were, a member of the No Agenda Roundtable. So, yeah, cool beans, right? As it were, the rest of the show is going to continue on now. and I hope you guys are enjoying this.
Totally all right to clap when you want to.
Yeah,
whatever. Do my thing. I think I have another one around here. I think I have more chicks with all of these. Yes, I'm still on the air, folks. We're still live. It is, 9:42. So don't panic. We're still around. Still going strong. Pulling what's left of this wish you were here pick. And So I've been playing for a bit now. Seems like we're getting up there on time, thank God. I mean, this has been a lot of fun. Actually, it's been great. And I was thinking to myself, you know, I made a pledge to be here. Made a pledge to do a show. Made a pledge to do a live show. Maybe some of you will get a lot out of this one. There's some beautiful music that you can listen to and put on in the background while you do work, and it inspires you and heals you and makes you feel better. So that'd be awesome. Happy accidents. Final last thing here tonight, and then we're gonna scootily-doo.
Just some closing thoughts in music form, because what else?
Thank you.
Well, all right, everyone. That about does it for the Six of Wands. Oh, shoot. I wasn't recording this whole time. We're going to have to do that all over again. All right, everyone. Travel back in time and don't be here while I do this again. No, I'm just fucking around. Thank you so much for listening if you're listening after the fact. I've actually had a really great time being here. This is the second Six of Wands I've done. I really enjoyed having people around the first time. I welcome that next time. Come whatever may, I will be here doing the Six of Wands live for your call-ins and whatnot. So this is a very evolutionary beginning phase for everything, but glad that we got the Invisibles group shout out going on so you have that in your consciousness and can talk about it on the Six of Swords Discord. And I will be getting that special subscriber sub Discord going on so you can catch that. All the information's there. Always feel free to just drop by, give me a shout out on the Discord private messaging, and we'll take it from there. So really, thank you for tuning in. If you listened to this, I hope that the music was pleasing to you. And God, it felt good to do. It's part of the reason I was getting into this. I'm like, I'm going to need my endurance to do shows. So I need to be able to keep going for a certain distance of time with an intensity and focus, which I feel I achieved enormously this evening. So even though people don't show up, you know, you're doing a project, you're doing a podcast, you're doing a radio show, whatever this is, with the value for value role-playing game that we do here, even if people don't show up for the thing, you still have your artistic medium. You still have your creative time, your desire to spend. So this has been extremely worthwhile as an experiment in of itself for multiple reasons. Ultimately, I give it a 11 out of 10, gold star. Triple gold star for triple robot boy. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. That's enough for now. I'll throw in my intros, my mid-tros, and my outros. Be looking out for the Six of Discs. That should be recorded much more efficaciously since it'll be able to be done straight up all on one program. And as the donations do come in, I do get better gear. So keep that going. All right, guys. Don't forget Occult Fam PayPal, and you can donate to the show in any amount you want. Special numbers always are encouraged. And also, I will add that as we get the system for the value for value role playing game rolled out and going, remember it's $50. You start a character, they come clad already. When you donate, you begin to get access to other materials. You get potions, you get able to, well, we're starting off basic and we're going to see how this goes. You will refer to me as your XM. The title is the person who controls the world from the main dreamer, if you will. So you know what the function and the role is. In this, we call it XM because that's how we do. Thank you guys for listening. I think that's all the housekeeping need. If there's anything else I think of, I'll throw it in the postscript and all that jazz. But yeah, got a interesting thing with Tool coming up. So see about that. Didn't even talk about New York tonight, but I guess that was meant to be. But I would just like to say, and just going to have my girlfriend smile while I say this seven times, praise Astaroth, praise Astaroth, praise Astaroth, praise Astaroth, praise Astaroth, praise Astaroth, praise Astaroth. That belongs in this show. So guys, thank you so much for listening, and until next time, arrivederci, bonsoir, and sayonara, motherfathers. Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
And thank you so much for listening to this second episode of the Six of Wands, the live show that I do as part of my Six of series, Six of shows, Six of something, as I've said. It's all coming clear. Something about... Anyways, I am very grateful that you listened to this. I hope that you enjoy the music. Like I said, reach out to me on Discord. Any questions about the Invisibles reading group, feel free to reach out about that. And of course, there are other projects in the works, but that is it. ¶¶